Cheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 13. Choose Backward. October 21st, 2019.
And he was back in Regina Capel, and standing at a polling station, where he and several million people across the country would cast their ballot, electing him as the first American Prime Minister of Canada. It was a great day, and he was positive nothing could ruin it. The polls had tightened, and depending on which ones you looked at, that Muppet Justin Trudeau was going to form a minority government. But Andy didn't look at those polls. Their own internal polling showed his party ahead in many of the swing ridings, and there were more of those this election than there had ever been before. This would look great on his resume. The U.S. elections were all about swing votes, and one thing that had been consistent ever since the Unite the Right had united the right, their numbers were consistent. The boss had taken 5.2 million votes in 2006, 5.3 million votes in 2008, and ridden 5.8 million votes to a majority of government in 2011. While it's true he had lost the election of 2015, that had happened despite him getting more votes in 2006 and 2008, and only losing 200,000-odd votes from 2011. If nothing else, they knew. No matter how badly people felt about politicians, the conservative voting bloc would show up because they were more afraid of the pro-gay, pro-choice, pro-immigration, fake progressives than they were in trusting in conservative leadership. There was a joke floating around that his party could run a gopher as a conservative in most of Alberta and win, even against an experienced and respected liberal. It was also true that from the moment the writ was dropped by Justin Blackface Trudeau, the conservative vote was going to show up. So their third and fourth parties, the Proud Boys, Rebel Media, and even Post Media, which controlled most of the newspapers in Canada, all of which had solidly endorsed conservatives each time, would hammer Trudeau for being everything wrong, a very small bit of which was actually true. And even though the conservative-leaning Globe and Mail had outed his lack of insurance certification, as well as his American dual citizenship, at the end of the day, their ownership were competing for government contracts that only conservatives would deliver. So while they declined to endorse him, they didn't endorse just either. That hurt Andy in Ontario, which he desperately needed. But after Doug crapped on everyone following his win, what more could he have expected? Andy's team worked on a few drafts of both his acceptance speech and his resignation, for indeed, unless he could spin it right, a loss to Trudeau would mean he'd be in a fight to stay in Stornoway in the leader's office. But as the night dragged without a clear winner, Andy drifted off while sitting in his chair, waiting to learn if he was the biggest winner or the biggest loser.